Someone for love me and hold me.
When life is on camp,
for put my head on their shoulders.
So I can unwind.
For all the reason I see.
This is me.
Rem Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I hope you're having an exceptional Thursday morning. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be here this morning. And as of today's show, let it be very uplifting. Let it be very entertaining. Let it be educational. Most importantly, let it be empowering for our listeners. As I'm calling in the spirits of love, light, unity, strength, positivity, great health, and just the general goodness. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Hey, I like general goodness.
Yeah, general good. Like, you know, just feel good.
Yeah, that's across the board.
Yeah, that's the vibe for today. And I did forget the tambourines. Guys.
We'll be all right.
Yo, the weather is dope. So let's just jump right in. Gina the Great, how was your week?
Guys, okay. I'm not 100% back yet, but I'm getting there. I'm giving an 85 right about now.
Okay.
I'm about to break the fourth wall because we are pre-recording on Sunday. So, first and foremost, shout out. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Doing your thing.
And today, I unboxed my last... The last box. Mm-hmm. I still have things I need to get put away and like little smaller boxes of things, like but like the cardboard box, I took down the last one today.
Nice, snap. Congrats.
Yes, thank you God. Mm-hmm. And yesterday being Saturday again, sorry, breaking the fourth wall.
Just confusing everybody, like, what?
Yeah, 100%.
You couldn't just say last week Saturday just so people aren't confused?
No, because I just said Happy Mother's Day.
It could have been belated.
Oh, anyways, continue. You're in my time.
Yeah, you're right.
So yesterday I went and got my eyebrows did, my wax, all kinds of things. I did my mani-pedi. The Monday prior to, like, it's been about 2.5 months, nearly 3 months of from renovations to moving to dealing with things back and forth that I had to feel like myself again because I was a shell of a person.
No, I know. I was going to say something, but I didn't want to say anything. I just figured you were busy. So
I don't even like this guy. Anyone's listening? I don't really like him.
It's all love, yo.
But I have to say, when I walked out of there, I just felt like a brand new person. Mm-hmm. And then I was celebrating a birthday. So dress code said look nice. Mm. So I put in some effort.
Nice.
I put some makeup on, did my hair. And I was just like, wait, okay. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit like myself again.
Are you seeing your DMs?
She is back.
Yeah, but I was about to say, your DMs weren't blowing up from last week from you guys talking relationships. I was sure your DMs are going to be blowing up.
First of all, my profile is private.
Oh, okay.
So anyone who would be
mine is not.
Would be very awkward.
Okay. It's like, how'd you find me? Okay.
No.
So it didn't blow up.
No.
Last week.
Okay. No blow ups in the DMs. It does not go down in my DMs.
Oh, okay. Not like Kaya's. It be going down Kaya's DM. Anyway.
No.
Oh, shit.
This is the whole problem right now. You don't get it? The one that's in the inbox is strange.
Right.
That part. But then I also heard, for those who want to know how to. And this is coming from the person who has private DMs, but I heard on a show once upon a time that you're supposed to go public, and then you go into the pages of people that you have an interest, and you start liking their photos. Okay. You got to go into like their past and stuff, so start liking some of the past photos, okay. and that's kind of like semi shooting your shot.
Okay.
And then when they go back and start liking your photo, like I have to learn this Instagram, like this online social media,
right.
like flirtation thing, because okay. I know nothing of these things, right?
Okay.
And so that's how you flirt.
Okay.
Oh, it's like tag.
I'm gonna tell you. Okay. Exactly. I'm gonna tell you how you flirt with me. Don't like my pictures. Don't write nothing under my pictures because you might mess it up with somebody else. Mm. Send me an email transfer.
Oh, God.
That's how I'm going to make it. How am I supposed to
like me?
How am I supposed to know you like me if you don't send me money?
Right. Okay. I hear that.
Okay.
I
didn't hear that version.
How am I supposed to know that you like me if you didn't send me $40,000?
Right. Go straight to the point. That's what can we transition, Gina? Are you finished? Because I feel
No. I just want to jump in there and just say that. I don't want to just give it for the visuals.
Right.
How am I supposed to know?
Right.
That pretty much wraps up my week. Because I mean, I have to say, last week I ranted.
Yeah, right. True. You had a lot to say.
It was a rant. But no, this week went better. Didn't have any internet for the week, though, but that should be mitigated tomorrow.
All right.
But you know what? That would explain some of your zen. No internet.
No, because I'm rationing the hell out of my data.
Yeah, right. Rationed. So, so that's good.
Yeah, but then I can't FaceTime. I was just like, I'm spending data right now because I had to FaceTime my niece, and I was just like, my heart. Mm-hmm. And then I came across pictures, actually. Because, you know, when you're putting stuff back away, mm-hmm. I had albums.
Right.
I started seeing, you know what I saw? Yeah, like, I went through it, and your proposal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, very fitting for the show today. Good.
For the
good.
Show, yeah. Good, so I had pictures of the proposal and stuff like that, and just things. And I was looking at these pictures like, I had a good life. I have a good life.
Yeah,
and it's only getting better every day.
Better and better.
But, better. That's. I think that's where there's been a little, I don't know if that's the background music. But it's getting, I think that's the shift in my mood. That's,
good. That's awesome. Awesome, Gina. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing with us. Queen Kaya.
Child.
Well, you know what I mean?
So last week we started off crazy and everybody was doing all the wrong things and was acting crazy, but I got everybody back on track again. Everybody getting their mind right. I think they might have understood that this was the moon in Taurus energy and got their minds right, mm-hmm. because I'm gonna tell you something.
I thought they lost their mind because of the moon in Taurus.
No, they lost it, but then once you know better, you could do better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody kind of got their minds right and everybody is doing what they supposed to do. So I have two problems in life, mm-hmm. men and money.
Okay.
These are my
M&M's. Baby.
I literally worry about nothing. Mm-hmm. But when men and money come into my thing or lack of money, I'm like, So money's coming in a little bit better right now, mm-hmm. and the men are calm, mm-hmm. which is good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So I'm feeling great. So the highlight of my week was that last week I went and got my nails done, right? I went and got my feet done. And that's a big thing for me, like, you know. So I seen this thing on Amazon. They got this foot peel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you.
Seen it. I know.
I got two packs at home. I keep that.
Let me ask you this. Okay, because people who like this type of stuff also watch Dr. Pimple Popper. You watch Dr.
No, ew.
You
ew,
don't?
Disgusting.
Okay, so you're not one of us. Oh, okay. No. So let me tell you. So for those of y'all who are listening out here that like stuff that is a little bit like raw. Okay, so I bought this foot peel stuff and I seen it. And when I seen the girl peel her foot and seen all the stuff that came off the foot, I was like, I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. So boom, I go and
buy. Fix your face, Pharaoh.
I go and buy two of these joints because I'm like, yeah, because my feet might need two. So I'm like, boom.
No, you can't put two back to back.
No, not back to back. But next week I'm doing another one.
No, you got to wait. No, what, you did it last week?
I did it like.
You're supposed to let some months go through.
No. Not with these feet. Not with these feet, babe. These is different. These are different feet.
I wonder if no one in your DMs.
These feet is carrying around 300 pounds.
Peanut gallery guy over here. No.
You know what?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. So I didn't put my foot in this thing and I'm like, you know, because I might have, my feet might be a little damaged because I haven't gotten them done a lot lately. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it on for about 20 minutes longer. So I left it on for 20 minutes longer. Ooh. And when I took it off, I went and stepped in the bathtub to wash down my feet. and my brand new paint job came off. I had just had my paint, my toes done in white. So it peeled off all my toenail polish. Literally, it just peeled off and was in the tub. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, so imagine what this is finna do to my skin.
You're right.
Because it's an acid that they have, like either a citric or
child's
a
acetone. It's like.
No, it's not acetone.
Well, why I burn off my toenail polish?
Because it still is an acid. It's a natural acid that's in there. To remove the dead skin cells.
Well, now the feet then start peeling, and I need to wear open toe shoes. I am over myself. So now the feet look like it looked like a day. It looked like something to do. So I honestly was going through it in my mind. So this week I was feeling super creative, and everything in my life inspired me. So I said this week, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post the ad saying I'm charging $300. For someone to come and peel my feet. And I'm going to show them with the feet peeling thing. And someone who's obsessed with that type of thing is going to come and pay this money and peel these feet.
Wow.
I swear to God. Don't laugh, Shy. This is serious business right here.
You're about to get it. I'm
getting paid from everything. Yeah. I'm telling you. I opened up a new OnlyFans. So this week was a very prosperous week. But look out for my new OnlyFans. The name is Ma Tante Cachon.
Wow.
So just look out for my Tante Sean. I'm going to be selling bath water. I'm going to be selling my farts. I'm going to be selling my underwears. So you guys hit me up and let me know. This was a very good week, a very creative week. So we've been doing lots of content and stuff like that.
Right, clearly.
So I love buying this.
I'm going to tell you, I don't care. I'm putting it out there because I want the people to know, come spend money with me. So I'm about to be doing a service where you can literally, I would say to you, okay, so if you want me to take you outside, you want me to go out somewhere with you, I will literally go outside with you, and whatever it is, whatever your scenario is, you want to do outside in public, I'm doing. But I'm literally this is like $30,000 service.
Okay,
I'll walk you around on a leash, I'll do that type of thing. I'll dress up, I'll take you to dinner, and curse you out in front of people and stuff like that if you want.
Dominatrix stuff.
But yeah, dominatrix stuff. But I'm going extreme with it because I'm literally so now my mind is all the way open. I'm like, you know what? So I'm going to be prove your love. So eat a piece of this foot skin.
Oh, my God. Kai, stop.
I'm out.
All right. That's it. Enough Kai segment.
I was gonna say,
it just got wild. Kai segment just got wild.
No, that's what time it is. I'm getting all the money. I'm selling everything. That's it.
I wish I knew that was coming. I wish I knew. Damn.
This is springtime segment. I just want y'all to know.
My mind. I wish. I seen it. I pictured it in my head. Kaya. Man.
I'm going to be rich.
Oh, God. Shit.
I'm going to be rich.
So I guess we could segue into my part. I'm wearing flip-flops today, but I don't plan to sell my foot. Kaya's so gross.
I'm shook.
Trust me. Oh, my. Bring that Shakespeare out. Goddamn.
How was your week, B?
I know. What did I do this week?
Part of me wants to know if someone's going to spend for that, but part doesn't.
I know. I'm so frazzled right now. Kind of threw me way off with that. I did not expect you to say that. What did I do this week? Well, no, this week was dope. We gave away money. That was dope. We gave away $50. Just comes up. It was something that one of our members had given us a donation, and the idea was to bless the community. So we did a little raffle riddle raffle, and a big shout out to our queen Gloria. She won it. It was dope. The answer was coconuts, and actually it inspired us. So we're doing another one. We're giving away $100 next week, but now we're doing it. It's for members, okay, of the community. So you guys want to sign up, be a part of the community, get your $100. So that was fun. That's going to be fun. But we're tying that into money because I think I was telling you guys that there's a need in the community to understand how money works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now the whole thing is we're doing an assessment of how many people need to get this financial support, and just understanding of money and whatever be the case. So that was fun. And it's we put out a little questionnaire, a one question questionnaire, in the sense of, do you need help understanding money? And anybody who answers that is getting entered into a draw, and we're going to draw $100 next week Wednesday. So if you haven't done it yet, definitely go ofccommunity.com, sign up, become a member, and then you'll get the link for the survey and answer the survey, and voila. Aside from that, guys, I'm exhausted. So it was That was five? Okay, thanks. It's all behind me. I can't see. So I I'm exhausted because this past week. Not past week.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I know. I'm still trying to not see people buying Kaya's dry skin foot. Like, or foot skin. Like, I can't. It's throwing me off. I'm all,
We're going to have to edit all of this for Andrew. Shout out to Andrew. Andrew's magic maker. Andrew's going to have to edit all of this
it's
out.
It's going to work. But no, I have to give a shout out to the OFC team. We got a holistic healing team. They came out to the cottage this past weekend. Well, technically yesterday because Gina Dunn told you guys that it's Sunday.
You didn't have to keep it going.
So we had a dope day at the cottage. Just packing wood, just cutting wood, just shredding stuff. And it was cool just to see the energy, see people. In the flesh and stuff again. I am physically exhausted. We're gonna do it again next week to get it all set up because we're just preparing to fet. We're gonna be fetting all summer. Like, yo, it is that time. So let's segue. Now this is week two of our segment on relationships. So if you missed it last week, it was a dope segment. You definitely want to go back to CKUT, check out the archives where we spoke about these relationship, but from the perspective of single women, where we interviewed our two queens here, Gina and Kaya. And now, this week we're talking relationships.
Marriage. This month we're talking relationship,
but now we're talking marriage. Sorry. And we're talking to myself and Shieta. That's it. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to get the skinny. You'll hear Shy on the mic for the first time in a long time. And we're going to share our perspective. So we're going to take a quick little musical break, and then we will come back.
Grand Rising Kings and Queens, my name is DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to wake you up. Good morning.
And all the times you confuse my words, you don't listen. Could've had Christian and Christian Dior. Now you just missing, I'm missing.
Oh, Lord.
I'm a cool cat with the roof back. No, I need you by my side. Can't lose that. But you still wanna test the waters. Like I never showed you jets and waters on the coast of Florida. So why you wanna act like that? Like I never had your back. His and hers to match. What's wrong, girl? Pick up the phone. Saying you not home. Leave me alone. That's my word, I'll never love again. Same time, one of you back, I'ma suck it in. Could've gave you my last name, you want some other. All cause you thought I was made up for some other shit.
Tell me how to make things right. Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Get up! Oh, Lord.
You keep coming back. You bag, I just put it on replay. Flies in Miami in the city where the heat play. Out of the sheets, spinning, cutting like a DJ. 15 bottles like a king say. She don't pay attention to that him say that she say. Said it 2 times, then I jinxed it. Saw right through me, had a cup full of lies as I drink it. Only gonna get it what you wanted. Look at when she broken back, but all those gone. Now you got some, baby, flaunting. Wishing I kept it honest. You got some, but you got somebody.
She always ride with the top down, even when it's cold outside.
Oh, no.
Ooh, she got keys to the boutique, she don't do 9 to 5. 100,000 viewers on her IG live. On a weekend, you ain't able. Ooh, she gon' be like, I got it. Pull $1,000 out of side pocket. Ooh, that little bit of drink you tried to buy. Stop it. Bottles on me, the cork look like a skyrocket. Poppin'. Ooh, she don't want a drink, she want to rip it. Ooh, she don't pay for nothing, she just get paid.
Shorty be catching mood swings. Every time I fuck with her, I'm on the covers. And I kept it on the cover, cause I don't kiss and tell. Every time I fuck, she call me daddy. My little mama nasty. I see the fuck through the panties. She tastes like candy. She a queen like the fatini. My own, my little mama sitting pretty. And we be shopping through the city.
That's right. Y'all get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. Have a great day. See you back in a minute.
Well, let's get into it, because now we're talking about marriage, right? Married couples. We did singles last week. And we didn't get to touch on everything we wanted to last week, so hopefully we can get through all the questions I have for you guys today. I hope you're ready for the tough questions too.
Oh, I totally am. Let's run with it. So do we need to introduce ourselves? Is that how this goes?
No, we didn't introduce ourselves last time.
Okay, cool.
No, I think they know us.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. They tune in. Mm-hmm. So guys, and I want both your perspective.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it could be a little... It differs,
right?
from one to the other. But how would you describe the evolution of your relationship?
Who goes first? Sorry. I'm going to stop. Go ahead.
I mean, you can go first. Go ahead.
No. Got you. Okay. No, you go ahead.
From friends, mm-hmm. First and foremost, we were friends. Courtship, you know, still just really good friends. Then boyfriend and girlfriend, the traditional, like there's nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay,
Shai
doesn't know the real what was going on behind the scenes.
Okay, we start off as friends.
And so, yeah,
Vanier, going to school, and you could fill in.
Yeah. No, because
okay, it's so really start cool. At Vanier. At least we have a start point.
Exactly.
Here.
Okay. Yeah, and it's really cool to hear from Shai's perspective, because I'm like, wow, behind the scenes, I was doing so much. Like, I really, it was all strategic.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I moved to Ottawa after Vanier. Went to Ottawa U.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So and then that's where I was building with Shai, going back and forth to Ottawa, showing my love.
courtship time.
Courtship, mm-hmm. just going back and forth. From my
sorry, hold on. The premise when you're driving all the way to Ottawa, because you know it's far, mm-hmm. 2 hours, and a half sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. what was the premise?
Yeah, oh, we're still cool. Yeah, we're good.
Just,
we're developing.
Just
yeah,
coming to check you. Okay, so it. She's just like, oh, friends coming. Meanwhile, you're like, plot.
Yeah. Man, I'm building. I'm showing my dedication, my time. No, but it was cool because Shai and I were like, we're real friends, right? Like in the sense that I used to do a lot of dirt. Shai knew. I used to talk, like, you know, she'd come with me on my runs to Toronto, back and forth. You know, like, so we used to crack jokes, you know, like on just life, on people that I was dogging, all kind of nonsense. So Shai knew the real me, and I feel like that did help in our development, right? So I didn't have to pretend to not be a dirtbag because I really at the time really
you definitely
was.
Were, yeah,
exactly. So yeah. That was cool. So you know, so it was my homegirl, but then it evolved, right? It evolved because and I was her homeboy. So it, for me, it was cool that she was dating guys and whatever be the case. We were just cool. But then it was like I don't know. I think I got to a point where she was telling me she's seeing this dude, and then it's like, okay, cool. And then.
Look, when he said it, his lips got tight.
Yeah, because it was different. It was a little different. I can't remember what it was. It was something pivotal. But it was, and I remember I called my homeboy Rudy. I remember, like, guys, it was crazy. I remember, like, I swear I was on the payphone on Jean Talon across New Brighton.
When Drake you have
Association.
To stop at a payphone like, to call a friend,
yo,
I was to like, phone a friend about but, your feelings.
Mind you, but it was normal things back in the day too. Using payphones all the time.
So, no, but like, wouldn't you wait till you get to home to call him on
true.
The phone?
True, because it was one of those things, right? Oh, yeah, I need to talk to Rudy right now. Hop in payphone,
talk to
Rudy.
Lifeline.
Yo, mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I had to reach out to a friend, and it was really that. It was just like, no, I said, yo, I think I'm developing real feelings, yo. It's like, I think this is what's happening. Because I'm like, yo, she's talking about this dude. She went, I'm like, I'm not happy about this right now.
Yeah, boy.
So that was kind of the thing. And then I wanted to go the old school route. And at them times, I think we're still like dabbling with Christianity too, right? So we're just like, you know, we wanted to go the right way. So we're developing a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing, you know, and it's just like going serious. Yeah.
Went to Trinidad.
Yes.
Met my grandparents.
Yes. Did that too. Yeah. No. I'm trying to spare you guys because I think
this is just the first question. I just wanted an overview.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Yeah. So basically, to engage to.
So that. No, but I like that we understand where it started off, and I really appreciate the speaking of how starting off not only as friends but like friends who know each other's dirt at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure knowing more of his dirt than your dirt.
I don't think Shai ain't dirt. I did some research anyways, guys. I did all kind of intel. She didn't know anything about
it. Did you know when you were being her friend that you, like, did you have some type of real interest towards her, like, romantically, when you decided you were going to be a friend? Like, oh, maybe, I don't know, I'm good enough for her, so I'll just be her friend and see if she...
Yeah, that's a good question. There was always something about Shai. Like, I remember from the beginning seeing her at Vanier, coming with her, like, afro puff, and, like, loving her glasses. And she was just, like, yeah, I remember, like, I was just, there's something about her. Like, she's, like, you know, she had a vibe. Like, that was, like, you know what? I'm not ready to settle down, but I do want to be close to this sister right here. Aww. Right? Like, it was.
See, this is what I'll be talking about. He probably needed a punch for that one. Because, yeah, you know, they be scheming. They be scheming on it. But they don't even realize they be scheming on it. They be like, this is going to be my best friend. If I would have known you was going to try and kiss me 4 years ago, man, I wouldn't even have came and sat down next to you, man.
No, it was one of those kind of scenes. So it was like,
I remember having a conversation with one of my good friends at the time. I think we were living in Ottawa at the time. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I think Hammond really likes you. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, I'm like, stop it. Come, like, no. What do you mean? He told you this? Like, what do you... I'm like, no, he needs to stop. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs to cut it out.
It's like, never going to happen.
Not, no.
13 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, but speaking of, I said 13, but you guys, how long have you guys been married for?
15.
15 years. A whole teenager, eh? A whole teenage year.
Yeah, I know.
Years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it'll be 16 this
16 year. 16 years this year, yeah.
16 years this year.
Yeah, but there's a little backstory, because it is kind of, when I say there's something about her, because we came to find out while we were dating and courting and stuff like that. Quick little story. Her mom came to pick her up from our house. And then my mom came to the door. And then come to find out their friends all in back in Trinidad. They grew up together. They were part of some of the first people who came to Montreal, like from Trinidad. They were friends in high school. They were part of a crew, her, my mom, Auntie Sharon.
Auntie Sharon.
You know, it was like, yo. So, yeah, it was like they were
cool. God is you know, a different kind of God. It was weird.
So
it's
like, so for them to see each other, like, whoa, Lauren, Andrea, what the hell? Like, and that's your son?
That's your son? Of so course. Like, looking just like your father. Yeah, that went.
That was it, yeah.
So, we were shocked. We were both of us standing in between both of them, like,
it was kind of weird. It was like, what's happening here? It's like, oh, you guys know each other? Awesome. Weird, but okay. Well, them kind of vibes. So, yeah, something in the mix. It was something in the works. Preordained. Yeah, yeah. Preordained thing.
So, 15 years in the making. Has there ever been a point in time where you guys, when either or one of you have fallen out of love?
I wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say fall out of love. Like we've had some crazy arguments. Like some, you know, like any real couple has been together this long, but to fall out of love, like never. I've never So like, I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe shy because I do some real gross things sometimes when I get upset. But I know I could it's not ever.
And that stems from the idea, like, where they say, like, after, like, the 7-year stint and, you know, how you can fall in and out of love within a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so, like, 15 years is
every time, you leave crumbs on my counter, I'm out of love with you. I know you ain't crazy. You want to get out? If you want to get out, just say that. You don't want to leave crumbs on the counter. Right. So no. I get it.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's it. But it's normal. Like, we've had the ups and downs in the relationship, but no, never...
Beautiful.
Have you ever felt lonely in your relationship?
I don't know why she's pausing. Totally. I'm the worst. Like, there was enough times where Shy was like, she's trying to not throw it all out. Yes. No.
This is tough talks, folks. Tough talks. I told you I was going to ask you some questions.
You said it, Pete. That's what you're supposed to do. You said it, Pete.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Well, lonely in the sense, like, okay, I'm here. I'm with the children.
With these damn kids.
Looking
like they dead.
Because, like, you know how he is. Everybody knows how he is. He's dedicated. He's tunnel vision. Work. It's like, hey, we're over here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bag of children and this roof over our head.
So I could say... I've never felt lonely, but there was a couple of times in a relationship where I felt misunderstood, where just, you know, just in my approach and my wanting to communicate everything. But I think that is part of getting to know each other, just being in a relationship, because it is a one of the things for me was I met Shy a certain way, and then as we grew and started to evolve, I, for some reason, expected her to change somewhere down the line, where Shy has always been somewhat introverted, and I'm very extroverted. But then as things started happening, and I wanted to just share more and say more, and so I would just be blah, 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 talking everything off the top of my head, but then I'd be like, yo, why aren't you ever saying anything? Like, yo, say more, talk more, you know, do it. You know, and it's just like, but then she's like, but like, that was never her. She was never like that. But then the flip side, it started happening because she's like, you're always talking. But mind you, you know, but I've always been a chatterbox, you know? So it's just like, so we did have to get to a point where it's just like, well, yeah, no. Like, I'm always talking. You don't talk as much. We both love each other for being how we are.
Right.
Let's not try to change each other. Let's just understand. And so for me, I make an effort to not talk as much.
And I make an effort to talk more.
Yeah. And I love that because it's not about changing each other. Because the thing is, regardless of what, like, who you were 15 years ago, because that's when you got married, right? You've been married for 15 years. So you guys have known each other for longer than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at that age, too, in comparison to who you are today, regardless of what, you can still be an introvert, you can still be an extrovert, but you're different people.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, that's the tricky part about growing and evolving and still balancing that relationship within it.
Yeah, but I think communication, it's like it comes back down to, because I feel just if you, a lot of times in relationships you make assumptions. Like, we just assume, like, you're doing this.
In life.
Yeah, in life. Yeah, in 100%. Life, yeah. You know, so worse yet when you're with a person every day, day in, day out, there's mad opportunities for you to assume that person is, you know, leaving crumbs on your couch on purpose.
Right.
You know, that so then it just, But we did have to get to the point after all these years to just be like, look, just talk it out. Like, what is it? Like, what is bothering you? What's on your mind? Let's just say it. You know, so we could get ahead, get to an understanding of it. Sometimes it's not comfortable, but we have to go through it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be the male half of the relationship or female half of the relationship that expects that somebody else is going to do all the mind reading and you're going to know, like, oh my gosh, right. No, I don't like this when you do that. But it's just you have to communicate a lot of communication.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of male and female, mm-hmm. Do you guys follow a conventional gender role relationship?
That's a good question.
I say no.
Yeah.
No. No, because first and foremost, I wasn't raised like that. Mm-hmm. Right? We grew up in a household, all three women, only women. Mm-hmm. We had to take out the garbage. We had to patch and plaster the walls. We did everything, right? So, and turn around and cook, right?
Yeah.
Cook, clean, everything we had to do. So I wasn't raised with those traditional gender roles. So I'm still the same person.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no. And I think one of the things at the beginning of the relationship, though, that was kind of something to adjust to, was Shai's autonomy sometimes would become, how do I put it? Because her and her sisters and mom and everything grew up in a certain way. Like, if I miss a beat, she's quick to just get it done with her sisters or just get, where it's just, and where I'm just like, okay, but I'm your husband. Like, give me a chance to, me and you do it. Let's. But they're very quick to just get it done. Like, it's like, yo, okay, you're not here. We'll build this whole shed and do it. It's like, whoa. I'm here. I would like to help.
It's like, yeah. I went to pee.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know, it's like, it's no stress. You know, so that it took some adjusting. Just because it's just like, yo, no, but I want. And again, because of the way I was in terms of just being busy and stuff all the time, Shai started to just assume I wouldn't want to be a part of certain things, right? Mm-hmm. So I would come and be like, oh, you guys did what? Or you guys are planning what? And where's? And it's like, oh, you want to come? Yeah, family trip. I think I want to roll. Like, oh, okay, cool. Cool. Yeah, you could come.
Bad. He's over exaggerating.
It's like, yeah, I want to come too. Me too. I'm here. But yeah. Anyway, so that was it. It just took some adjusting. And again, communication. But that's what
I understand that completely, actually, because I grew up growing up in my mom's household, all girls like that. We kind of get this, I don't need no man for nothing type of attitude. So if you miss a beat, you look around and the whole house will be built. So it's like, if you want in, you better let us know you want in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get it. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Take your place.
Mm-hmm. I 100% resonate with that, because on that point, that when you're saying that communication too, I understand that independent woman, that especially that strong Black woman rhetoric that we've been taught all our whole lives because we had to survive, and now I'm trying to unteach myself about it. But like from your end, you're just like, that's cool, I can do it myself. And on your end, like I have heard that in that relationship, a man likes to feel wanted, and even though you can do it, it's the whole fact of like, hey babe, can you do that for me? Mm-hmm. And there's something to it, and it also depends on your love language too. But there is definitely something to it, and especially if that's the way they are able to show their love language. Mm-hmm. If you remove that from them, it becomes it creates a lack, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all part of growing and learning too. There are some things that right now I'm just like, nope, I'm leaving that for him. I'm not. I'm not dealing with that. So, like all of these things. We've learned over the years, and it's a growing process.
I remember there was a time when we were talking love languages that I was missing a point completely Shai would try to get us to do stuff together. And because of the way my mind was, I'm like, okay, so we're doing stuff together. You do this part, I do this part. Let's get it
right.
Done.
And then right. Yeah.
And because in my mind, like, the way my mother raised my brother and I, it was just like, okay, cool. You guys are divide getting the work done. Exactly. Yeah. Divide and conquer. But the way she grew up with her mom, it was like, okay, we're all going to get this task done. We're going to all do this together. We'll all do this together. So when it was so funny because it did take some time because, like, I realized she'd be getting upset about stuff. Not necessarily communicating, and I'm not catching it. I'm just like, yo, what? We're getting it done, man. Like, you're doing your part. I'm doing my part. But I'm feeling the vibe from you. Like you want to do my part? Is that what it is? You want me to do your part? Not understanding that her whole thing was like, yo, let's do it together, bro. Like, what's wrong with you? Yes. I was like, okay. That's,
you know. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Okay. And what's your sign?
Virgo.
Oh.
Yeah, me, if you didn't
realize.
What does that mean?
No. Virgo? No, I know about Virgo, but...
Why are you guys standing like that? I'm trying to understand. All you guys like,
Aquarius tends to lack emotion at times for different things, so it's kind of hard to read. So you don't really know. So if an Aquarius doesn't vocalize, a lot of the time they go feeling unappreciated because they really they expect so little, and so you feel like, they don't need that. But it's not that they don't need that. It's just that they expect little. It doesn't mean that they should be given little. And you're Virgo. And so Virgos are usually very doting and they cater to and stuff like that. So I could see that being a thing. But if you don't say,
I won't do.
He won't know.
It's not on purpose.
But Virgos, most of the time, is like acts of service. You got to tell them, like, hey, listen, I need my feet rubbed. And then you look around, you be sleeping, then you be rubbing your feet. You wake up, they still rubbing it. Like, what? Yeah, Virgos are
Is this good? Virgos
are good like that. Does my act please you?
What about you, Lyle?
Yeah, it's happening.
What's been one of your favorite dates? Now we're getting a little lighter. I gave you guys some heavy hitters there, but like let's talk a little more fun. Favorite date?
You want to go first?
No, you can go first.
I know my favorite date was we went to Smargus. It's a restaurant. I'm not shouting out because they're not members of our club. So it's a restaurant went to.
It's called Smargus?
No, I made up the name.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what is that name?
Steakhouse, actually.
It's a steakhouse. Okay. And just to tell you how long ago, it's when I used to eat meat, right? But it was an awesome date. Actually, I remember two amazing dates. Sorry.
Shy is rubbing her eye. Yeah. Tell me. Yeah, she's okay. Like, don't say
to her. No.
What happened to Zena? My eye's
starting to twitch.
This date was when we're already married. And it was, we went and we pretended to be other people. And it was awesome. We had such a good, like, it was just, it was like role playing, and it was a fun date, you know? Yeah. That was a fun date.
We stuck to our characters.
Yeah, we really stuck to our characters. It was really like.
Both cheated. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
They cheated.
What is that?
Each other.
That's conscious.
Conscious. Did you wear a wig? Yes.
No, not even.
Okay, because I would have. Yeah.
Maybe now.
Oh, yeah. And rub his leg under the table like, hi, I was just wondering, is anyone sitting here?
Oh, my gosh, that's so amazing. I can't wait to get married so we can role play. That's cute.
Yeah, so that was fun. And the other one for me was the pre-married. So we went on a date, and I think I was still just courting. I had come down from Toronto, came to pick you up in my I think it was a Yukon or a Tahoe. You know, that's when it was all cool in my big truck.
A lot of money.
You always rented big trucks. I know, for no reason. I'm a shark guy. He's lugging any.
No. It's just I'm a small guy.
Put money and gas.
You know what I mean? Just, I had dope. I had money, and
You know what? You just said that. I just put my head on the microphone. Lord, can y'all hear my thoughts right now? You said I had dope.
I felt dope. It was that life. I was in it. And you know what I mean?
Was dope.
I was. Thank you, Kaya. Clean that up. That's what I meant. And just fix all this. So it was a great trip. And anyway, so the point is, you know, we went out and we went to a restaurant. Again, I'm not saying the names, but did you remember what we were? All right, St. Hubert.
Right.
Yes.
Near the Place.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a Place de or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that was the two for me. And then we went on for a walk on the South Shore there around that park. Mm-hmm. Shai doesn't remember. She's like, all right.
I want to hear what was her favorite one. Mm-hmm.
My favorite one was, I think it was just before the whole shutdown, so it must have been 2019, so recently. Mm-hmm. We went to that rooftop circular thing. And after we went...
Place Marie, that one?
Downtown René-Lévesque or...
Oh, the restaurant that turns around. Yeah. You know, it's on University, or formerly University. I don't know what it's called now, but you know that
Robert
restaurant.
Robert Barasso.
Move slow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, spot. So is that not on the top of Place Marie?
No, you're thinking, I know what you're talking about. No, it's further down the hill.
It used to rotating restaurant thing used to be on top of the hotel.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. It's still there.
That's on Guy and René-Lévesque.
It's still there. Yeah, no, not guy. No. Not that one. No, that's where you're talking about another one.
That's where it used to be.
How many rotating hotels?
I'm trying. I haven't been in one.
Yeah, that moved there from there many years ago, 10 years ago.
Okay,
they moved it over.
Yeah, because I think it was the Meridian Hotel.
That's right. My grandmother's boyfriend used to take her there every year. She used to love that. I'm just be like, I want to be dizzy.
No, it's dope because it moves really slow.
It's slow though.
Yeah, it moves slow.
So then after that we went to Pub St. Pierre.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's like a double date.
Too much wine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It turned up like crazy.
But it's always a good time at Pub St. Pierre.
Yeah, that we could plug all day. Pub St. Pierre all day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
it. Not Schmargies?
Nah.
Pub St. Pierre? Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was that. I went back home.
That was about it. Nope.
Yeah, that was a good date.
That's all you need.
We were young again.
I know.
Anything without children is a great day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the children are, well, not all
the children. We're saying for family days. Yeah, I'm just talking about personal days. This is anywhere that, you know, the babysitter doesn't flop on you is a great day.
Pretty dope. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can't say last time we went out for half an hour that Gina and Kyra.
That felt really good.
I know, but Gina and Kyra were pretty upset with us last week for not.
I mean, look, if that was your fave, that was your fave. Who are we to tell you what to like and dislike in life?
that one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good, but I didn't want to say it because Gina's pretty upset. So is Kaya.
I wasn't upset. I just don't want your friends to think that you're, you know, you're
douchebags. I did.
And look, last week I was a shell of a person.
Right.
It was a different time. I'm glad you guys enjoyed yourself thoroughly in that 30 minutes.
Yeah, good, good.
Because not going to lie, last night when I went out, I was just like, sheesh, what time is it?
The fake yawn?
Yeah, but I got there on time.
I'm not surprised.
No, I know. I'm always the one on time. And then they're setting up.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So,
too early.
Yeah. On time is early in my family, clearly. Clearly.
It's like, great, you're here to set up. Okay, sure.
Literally. Well, I know because I've been to 1 or 10 of your events.
I'm just saying.
And I'm just like, oh. And they're like, we know Gino's going to be here. No.
These napkins.
I learned today.
Right. Yeah.
What do you love most about your partner?
I thought you were going to go first. What?
Okay.
No one needs that attitude, sir.
No, I don't know. It's just we don't. Go ahead. I could go first?
Go first.
I mean, every question is going to be you go, I go?
No, just, I figured we had a routine at this point. It's you go, I go. I'm thinking. It's like I gotta just like.
Oh, that's why. That's why you try to put it on you. Exactly.
Question again, Gigi.
Yes. What do you love most about your partner?
Okay. So I'll start because I'm trying to find a middle ground, so it doesn't sound like I'm just like blah 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 Google gaga over my wife.
Why not?
Yeah, you could do that.
You should be.
You could do that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, come on, guys, give me a chance. I'm trying.
Sorry,
to show,
I mean,
show
I mean, what right. do you love most about your partner?
No, but honestly, well, but like, my wife is she's a solid queen. Like she is. I wouldn't want to have any other person on my arm. Like she's supportive. She is like she's a good sounding board because she's not a yes woman at all. So it's like at all. Like I mean, like she. If it gets past shy, then it's like okay, cool. All right, this could work. Right, and I appreciate that in her. She's an amazing mother. She takes time. She really cares. She's sexy. Did I say that? Like she's just hot. Like I have to say, can I say that? I can say that. Right?
You can say whatever you want.
She's hot. Like I look at her, I'm like, my God. Like this is my wife. Like I scored. I also don't. I don't think I'm that attractive. So that's why I'm like, yo, shoot. Aww. I have a woman that is really like she's my queen. She's,
so you think shy like ugly boys?
Well, I'm like I think it's my personality.
He said he thinks it's his personality, Gigi.
Don't ask me, because all the men in my family, the way I see them, they're uggos. Yeah, so they're supposed to look ugly to me.
That's just what it is. So I feel very blessed to have her.
Amen.
So.
Mm-hmm. I'm joking. I have a beautiful family. I'm gonna hold you.
I love that. We all think our families is cute. We just know some of the babies got to grow into their looks. That's all.
No, I think.
Who did that? Who is it?
So no,
is it a friend of mine? Mm. Oh my gosh!
Sorry, guys.
No, I think it's his personality.
He fed you that.
No. It is like his personality. Even the way we balance each other out, right? Because with me not being as vocal, mm-hmm. my fuse would be shorter. Where he has a way of dealing with the children and communicating, where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's good.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's probably a better approach.
Right. And yeah, so like, you know, and to I appreciate him for all the Fido customer service long calls that he would take and go back and forth with the people and mm-hmm. roundabout and then come out on top. Mm-hmm. So those qualities that, you know, I don't necessarily possess or I'm looking to improve. Mm-hmm. So I look at our strengths and how we balance each other out in that sense. Mm-hmm. What else? His go-getter attitude for anything. Like, you know, like as long as he sees a way to get it done, he's going to get it done. And a lot of the times I just have to hang on. Like, just hold on, Shiata. We're going to do this. Hold on tight, you know. But, yeah, it's been a good ride. It's interesting. It's fun. And, yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to do a little quick game. Normally, have you guys ever watched The Newlyweds?
No.
Man, come on, that's a classic.
That's where they ask questions and one person says who does it.
Exactly. Whatever. Yeah, so we don't have a whiteboard, though, so we're going to use hands, all mm-hmm. right? So you're both going to put five fingers up.
Oh.
And I'll, like 10? Wait, five? No, just one, five each. Okay, yeah. Right. And so whenever someone gets the question right, you'll put a finger down, okay?
Question right, you put a finger down. Okay.
Yes. Right. So I'm going to, I'll do one set with one person and then another set with another person.
So I need to have my hand up right now?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
You've been going first.
Okay.
All right, cool. At this point.
I'll keep score.
But essentially, when your partner has the right answer, you'll bring it down.
Got it. Okay? Right answer, bring it down.
Exactly. It. So we'll start with Shy. I'll ask Shy the question. She's going to answer the questions. If she gets it right, you put a finger down.
Got it. Okay.
What's Pharaoh's favorite meal?
Dry fish. Fried snapper. Dry.
Oh, okay. Finger down. All right. Who rears the children more?
Rears?
Yeah. Who takes care of the children more?
I do.
Oh, he agrees.
Well, take care. Because there's take care and there's discipline. Like, should I take care of them? I come...
Tear ass up.
I come like, yo, did you hear mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a gang.
Who said I love you first?
Pharaoh.
Okay.
But you know it's me. Yeah, stop it.
Where did you first meet?
Vanya.
Oh, you did say that. Yeah. That was an easy question. What's one of Pharaoh's triggers?
Dishonesty.
All right. Well, your wife knows you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shit.
Goddamn.
All right.
All right, Shy. So let's see.
Let's
see how Pharaoh does.
I feel it's going to be hard for me.
What's Shy's favorite meal?
I figured, Jesus. What does she like to eat a lot? That's mine. That was a bad time. No, it's me. Roti, bus-up shot, curry.
That's your final answer?
I think so.
Yeah, wrong.
Damn! Nice!
Wrong. Shy, what's your favorite meal?
I like lobster.
Lobster.
Take note.
Damn!
Jesus.
I know. Okay, go ahead.
Take note. I just realized that some of my questions, obviously, once someone answers, I'm going to have to put some on the fly there. What's one of Shy's triggers? What's her biggest trigger? Sorry.
Yo, not picking up after yourself.
Oh, okay. At least you got that right.
Yeah, I know. I know. She blows up all the time. It's terrible.
Terrible. Because no one's doing.
No, I'm just saying. I just figured like she's totally overreacting. Like, come on. Anyways.
Because I heard a story. But, I mean, okay. What is Shy's biggest turn on?
On?
Mm-hmm.
Just spending time with her, making her laugh.
All right, you got that right too. Mm-hmm. What's her favorite color?
What? No, oh my goodness.
No, I'm like, what's your favorite color? Is it purple?
Yeah, it's
Zinga.
Pink and purple.
It is. Pink and purple. It's Zinga. I don't know. Yellow?
Sure.
No, don't put that finger down.
Do you even have a favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Exactly.
Color,
so. I don't think she has one.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. You can put the finger down.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, she doesn't have a favorite color.
You can put the finger down. Okay, so final question. What or where is Shiata's dream location? Like, dream vacation?
What? She doesn't have a dream vacation location. She just likes to go places as hot and warm as a beach. Like,
so what would you call that?
The Caribbean.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, because it's broad. Like, there's not like, yo, I love going to this particular place. It's like, and as long as there's a beach, it's warm. It's, yeah, it could even be Africa. As long as there's some beach or some sand and some water.
So, you guys never discussed, like, oh, this is where I want to go. Like, you don't have a location that, like,
well, I want to go to every Caribbean island.
Okay.
To study dance.
Oh, okay.
In the natural, traditional.
Okay. Well, I thought it was going to be a blowout, but I know. You know what? Shiata knows you just a little bit better.
But I express myself a lot. So
that's true.
I don't like to shy for years. I've decoding. It's just everything's like, okay, she likes this, she doesn't like this, just based off of this reaction. Okay, great. Yeah, that's been our relationship.
No, because I was watching you away when you couldn't get the color. I was like, you should know your wife's color. Until she was just like, I ain't got one. I was like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
Yo, there was years Shy would just wear black all the time.
Because black is slimming, though.
Whatever. It was just like, that was just her wardrobe. And then it was like, okay, try some colors. And she's like, okay, fine. Just try some colors.
Yeah, I wore yellow the other day.
Yeah.
Is that why you
say yellow?
That's special. That's special. Well, of course, and Kai, I'm gonna let you jump in with any questions that you have. But I have a question a little bit more from a culture perspective. And I'm sorry, I'm about to get back into that tough talks right now. in all hopes of having a relationship that is everlasting and all these things, we know that in the Caribbean tradition, if you will, not all, but we see it a lot. When it comes down to your relationship and how you see your relationship and the commitment that you did, or would you guys be the type to and again, I'm not calling this on your marriage, but would you be the type to divorce, or would you be the type to live together in separate rooms, like that old school, like, we live together but we live separate lives in that same house because you just got married? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally.
We've seen those relationships.
Yeah, it's like a lot of our grandparents were like that.
That's all I was thinking in my head. Yeah.
My ex's mom and dad was like that, and I'm like, is y'all crazy?
Two separate rooms in my house, like, that's so crazy. But just because it's so crazy, I don't know. Like, I don't think so. I don't think I could not be with Shy in the same house with her. Like, I
know that's right, because I'd be sneaking in the room every night. I know you ain't crazy. I don't care what we fought about. Let me tell you something. The kids don't know we're not together. Right. You going to give me something, I'm going to tell.
Or I'm going to tell.
Yeah. I'm going to tell them. You want me to tell them that you don't like me anymore? I'm going to wait till breakfast. And say it at the table.
Threatening.
You gonna give me something? You gonna give me some?
No. That's yes. I'm with you right there, guy. But no, okay. I'm just saying. It's like, first of all, my wife is sexy. I can't let this. I can't let her be going to sleep by herself.
Like a
all
thief
time.
In the night,
I'm jumping in. But no, I don't think I'd be comfortable. I couldn't. For me, I would have to just walk away. Just be out.
Yes.
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah. I remember, you know, early in the marriage, our arguments and stuff. It's like, oh, are we going to get a divorce or something? Like, is this what you want? Da, da, da. And then at one point, I think I just got fed up. And I was like, it's not an option. Mm. Like, it's just not an option. We took it off the table. Stop it. Don't even think about it. We can figure whatever out.
Yeah.
You know? That's amazing. That's
and then since then, I think that's been another turning point, like all those years ago. And
But
I've heard that. I've heard about taking divorce off the table forces you to resolve
to figure it out,
right?
Because society has made it really easy, like, you know, it's like that's the op right now. It's just divorce, but it's just like, why is it op? Like, it's like, we're in a relationship, we got together for a reason, like, there's love there, like, it's just a matter, like, there could be a certain level of misunderstanding or miscommunication right now, but it's to say you're going to end all the years of all the times and all the energy and everything built and, you know, f up the children's life, them trying to figure shit out, it's like, nah. So no for me.
And I want to chime into that to have to say, I appreciate you guys removing it off the table, but there's some relationships it needs to be put on the table.
Super toxic, you're after, right?
Yes.
You know, and like, not for nothing. I mean, I've spoken to both my parents about this, but when they finally decided to separate, we're just like, man, it was about time, bro.
Oh, wow.
Like, this was not fun. Yeah, like, having you two in the same room was not fun.
Mm. Yeah, I feel that because when my mom and dad, it's crazy because my mom and dad were together for 30-something years before they got married. Mm. And when my mom said she was going to marry my dad, I was like, don't you marry him.
Gosh.
I know you ain't crazy. Don't marry. She was like, what? That is your father. I'm like, girl, I don't care. We can get you a new man.
Oh.
Don't marry him. Don't trust him. She's like, I know everything that he do. Right. We knew. We know everything, right? Because my father is not even that kind of guy. But I was like, girl. And then afterwards, I was like, see? Told you. Told you. Punch him in the face. Punch him. I was like, I'll help. I love my dad in real life, but sometimes that's you know, it's just like that. So you don't want to be, because, you know, you don't want to have the children when it's a bad situation, especially for the mom, in the mom's case or in the dad's case. You don't ever want the children to think like my parent is weak or they are not, you know, not standing up for themselves or accepting something.
That because
later on they turn into those beings also. So don't stay where it's not fruitful.
Good point.
Absolutely.
I know, not get, like, well, with within our relationship, I think when some of the life lessons or stuff that has helped me to evolve is, one, understanding things on a spiritual side, understanding that life drew us together for a reason. And it's like we are, you know, that's the expression, steel iron is steel, iron sharpens iron, type of thing.
Yeah.
So Shai is a part of my life experience to help me evolve. Like, Shai has definitely helped me evolve as a man, evolve as a community builder.
Mm.
And it because she challenged me. Like, it's just like there's things that she would challenge me and make me have to, like, see things different. And I literally, like, there's times she would say things to me and I would take it in a certain way, feel terrible about it, go for a walk, put one in the air. And start, like, you know, like, now putting myself in her shoes, and I would never do that before, right? It was grace to the fact that I got married is how I was able to start putting myself in other people's shoes. So now in meetings, in business meetings, regardless of what I'm doing, I could, you know, say, okay, you know what? Let me hear this from your perspective. Let me understand from where you're coming from. And I have to say that it is really because of what we went through as you know, husband and wife. And I think what happens at times in relationships is that when it does get tough, instead of, like, you know, looking at things from that perspective, it does become more battle. Like, instead of saying, okay, you know, what could I learn from this? What is it? It comes back and it's more rah, 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 just continue to argue because each person is trying to get their point across. But I think if you're in a relationship and you're willing to, you know, like, look or understand something from another person's perspective, I think it does make a world of a difference. So that's any acting notes on your side? Any like, no, Fry, you said it already.
You said it. We balance each other out.
So how long was it before you let him kiss you?
Did we kiss in Trinidad and get in trouble? Is that the first time we kissed?
From the time that he told you that he